unless Ms. Burkhalter is planning on hearing. Let me shoot her a quick text message and see if she's planning on appearing.
Okay. Mr. Bernstein, can you please share your video? Mr. Bernstein?
Yeah, my video is not working. I'm trying to do it. Nope.
Okay, bottom left of your screen?
Yeah, no, it's my camera. I've got to deal with other issues. I might even have to reboot.
At least the final report is done, so we can do the objection.
Ms. Garcia, are you here? Can you share your video, please?
I'm trying, Your Honor. It won't turn on. I'm just observing, Your Honor. I'm trying to get the video on. It won't turn on.
That's okay. But, I mean, if you were in court, you would be in the courtroom showing your face. So
yes, there we go.
Thank you.
All right. I did send Ms. Burkhalter a text, but she has not read it yet.
Okay. So would you like me to wait?
Let me see if I can give her a call, if you don't mind.
Okay, sure.
All right, I'm just going to go on mute. All right, Your Honor, we are ready to proceed.
Okay.
All right, I did just speak to Ms. Burkhalter. She apologizes. It did not get placed on her calendar without the moving party. She has authorized me to represent to the court as an officer of the court myself that she does support my motion.
Okay. How would you like to go forward?
I'd like to make argument, Your Honor.
Okay, and Mr. Hall seems to be connecting. Mr. Hall, are you there? And who is Lawrence Newman?
I don't recognize that name.
Okay. All right, Mr. Hall, are you there, sir? Mr. Hall, can you please... tell me if you're on the Zoom. You seem to be on the Zoom, but you're not saying anything.
It doesn't look like he's connected to audio still, but also there's a phone number that called in. Can you ask who that is, please?
I believe that phone number is Mr. Hall. Marcia let me know that Mr. Hall will be appearing by phone. Mr. Hall, are you there? Mr. Hall, so for the record, Mr. Hall is here on video, and he's also here by phone with a 202 number, but he's not saying anything. Okay. Ms. Lewis, how would you like to go forward?
I'd like to have the motion heard, Your Honor, because, you know, we're back once again on Mr. Hall's repeated attempts to insert himself into and interfere with these proceedings. As Your Honor will recall, before he was disqualified, Judge Burton had stricken Mr. Hall's notice of appearance in the guardianship case. When the case was transferred to Your Honor, Mr. Hall filed a motion for reconsideration. We had a hearing on the standing issue only. You denied the motion for reconsideration. That was several months ago. Mr. Hall did not take an appeal. In the interim, Mr. Hall moved to disqualify Your Honor, which you denied. He's also moved to disqualify Judge Parnafiello in the foreclosure proceedings, which was denied. And just recently, he has filed a notice of appearance in the mental health case, even though this court has explicitly held that Mr. Hall has no standing in the guardianship. The mental health case was recently reopened because we are seeking to have Mrs. Somm's rights to determine her residence and her social environment transferred to the guardian. We have a hearing that's set on December 2nd. Mrs. Somm now has excellent counsel who has filed objections to the committee reports, and we will have a hearing in the due and normal course, and Your Honor will make a decision based on the evidence. But Mr. Hall does not have standing. He certainly doesn't have standing in the mental health if he didn't have standing in the guardianship. This really is an issue, and we laid it out in our motion, where collateral estoppel applies. It meets all of the elements of collateral estoppel. And I'll tell the court, Mr. Hall really should know this stuff because he is an attorney, or at least he used to be before the state of New York disbarred him. So he does have legal training. He knows what he's doing. He has no standing. He ignores court orders and continues to insert himself in this case and tries to disqualify a judge every time the judge makes a ruling that he disagrees with. All this individual is doing is forcing us to litigate and spend the ward's money because he refuses to accept the court's ruling that he simply does not have standing. And we are going to ask that the court sanction him. And there are really two types of sanctions that this court can impose. The first is monetary sanctions. I would love for Your Honor to impose monetary sanctions by awarding us our attorney's fees in this matter. I think the reality of the situation is we'll never collect them. So the second thing that the court can do, and I am going to ask the court to do it, is to enter an order directing the clerk to strike any pleadings filed by Mr. Hall that are not signed by an attorney in good standing with the Florida Bar. The court has the authority to do that. We did lay out the case law in our motion. That is the only way that we are going to get Mr. Hall out of this case and continue to only involve the true players in this case, which are the ward and her court-appointed counsel, Ms. Garcia, as attorney for the daughter, Patty Somm Jr., and all of us have our disagreements, but there's certainly no disagreement that those are the individuals that have standing in this case. So for that, Your Honor, I'm going to ask that you strike Mr. Hall's notice of appearance in the mental health case and enter an order directing the clerk to strike any further pleadings from him that are not signed by an attorney in good standing with the Florida Bar.
Ms. Garcia, do you have a position on this?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Hall? Mr. Hall, why are you not responding? It seems like you're not on mute and you've called in by phone. So why are you not saying anything?
He did text me to say he was having technical difficulties, but I haven't responded to anything.
Okay. You guys text? Okay. Can you call him and get him on the phone and put him on speakerphone from your phone?
Yes, Your Honor. I can do that. Hold on one moment. I have to step away to get my phone. It's in the other room. I'll be right back.
Sure.
Your Honor, he's saying that he's in a waiting room for the phone?
He's not. Okay. He's here.
All right.
Is his number, Mr. Bernstein, an 802-820 number or a 202 number?
I think the 820.
Oh, okay. Mr. Hall, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Well, were you able to hear anything before?
No, this is the first moment I was able to hear anything.
Okay. So Ms. Lewis is here. Ms. Garcia is here. The court reporter's here. We have a couple other observers here. I'm going to ask Ms. Lewis to argue her motion, and then I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond. Okay?
Sure.
All right. Thank you, Your Honor. So once again, we're back here again on the issue of Mr. Hall's repeated attempts to insert himself and interfere in these proceedings. As Your Honor will recall, Judge Burton had stricken Mr. Hall's notice of appearance in the guardianship case. Mr. Hall successfully moved to disqualify Judge Burton. Once the case was moved to Your Honor's courtroom, Mr. Hall filed properly and timely a motion for reconsideration of that order. We had a hearing on the issue of standing only. Your Honor denied the motion for reconsideration. That was several months ago. Mr. Hall never took an appeal. In the interim, Mr. Hall moved to disqualify Your Honor, which was denied. He moved to disqualify Judge Partifiello, who's handling the companion foreclosure case, which was denied. And even though that this court has explicitly held that Mr. Hall has no standing in the guardianship case, Mr. Hall then took it upon himself to file a notice of appearance in the companion mental health case. Now, the mental health case was reopened because the guardian is seeking to have Mrs. Somm's right to determine her residence and her social environment removed and delegated to him. If Mr. Hall does not have standing in the guardianship, he certainly does not have standing in the mental health, especially considering that we are not seeking to remove any rights dealing with property, contract, or suing or defend lawsuits. And if this court will recall, Mr. Hall's claim to standing in this case is that he has some kind of side agreement somewhere and stands to gain pecuniarily from the purported settlement agreement that was entered into in the foreclosure case. As I had mentioned earlier, Your Honor, and as I set forth in my motion, this is a matter of collateral estoppel because Your Honor has already considered these points in the guardianship case. And the mental health case, the issue at stake is identical to the one involved in the guardianship. The issue was actually litigated in the guardianship. The determination of the issue in the guardianship was a critical and necessary part of the judgment or ruling. It was the entire ruling. The parties are identical, and the parties had a full and fair opportunity to litigate the issue, which was the standing issue in the prior proceedings. And what is especially disturbing about the fact that Mr. Hall continues to deny court orders and continues to try to jam himself into these proceedings, Your Honor, is that Mr. Hall, the information that I have, is that he is a disbarred attorney. So he has legal training and he should know better. The proper parties to this guardianship and the mental health case are Mrs. Somm, who is now represented by excellent court-appointed counsel, who has filed the appropriate challenges to the committee reports and will have an evidentiary hearing in the due course, the guardian, of course, and the two daughters, one of whom is represented by Eileen O'Malley, and the other of whom is represented by Inger Garcia. And despite their differences, they are the proper parties to this guardianship. Mr. Hall is not. Because Mr. Hall repeatedly seeks to insert himself in these proceedings and will move to disqualify any judge when he gets rulings that he does not like, we are going to ask the court to impose sanctions on Mr. Hall. We are going to ask the court to impose monetary sanctions representing the attorney's fees that we had to incur on behalf of the innocent ward in this matter, because every time Mr. Hall pops up and tries to interfere in these proceedings, we have to spend Mrs. Somm's money to get him out. I think the reality of that situation, Your Honor, is we could chase Mr. Hall forever. We'll never get a dime out of him. So what I am especially asking the court to do is to enter an order directing the clerk to strike any pleadings filed by Mr. Hall, either in the guardianship or the mental health case, if those pleadings are not signed by an attorney in good standing with the Florida Bar. Essentially, this gentleman has demonstrated that he has no intention of abiding by court orders. He is not filing pleadings in good faith, and this court has the full authority to determine that he simply cannot represent himself and continue trying to grind this guardianship to a halt solely for his own pecuniary gain. Thank you.
Okay. And Ms. Garcia, you said you didn't have an objection. Is that correct?
I said I have no position, Your Honor. My client takes no position. I mean, I know okay. Mr. Hall has, my understanding, he was asked by the ward to participate, but like I said, we take no position.
Right. But the ward is represented by competent counsel.
No, I understand. This was before. This was.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, just because I don't think Mr. Hall was able to hear earlier, I just wanted to state for the record again, I did speak on the phone with Laura Burkhalter right as this hearing started. She was not able to be here today, but she did authorize me to represent to the court that she fully supports our motion to strike, and she did send me a text message after the fact confirming that in writing.
Okay. Mr. Hall, what do you say in response, sir?
Well, I mean, I guess the first issue is, where is Pat Somm?
She's not here.
Okay, my understanding under the law that this proceeding is actually designed to protect her. Can we get a statement as to why she's not here?
No, her attorney chose not to be here today. She has court-appointed counsel who is an excellent attorney, and they chose not to take a position on this motion today. Mr. Hall, what do you say in response to... Mr. Hall. Hold on one second, okay? I just want to ask you, what do you say in response to the motions to strike?
Well, there is a filing that Your Honor should have received by emergency this morning, so that's a written opposition to this motion. But I think then what we need to do is have the court start with determining where in the record of proceedings there was any incapacity hearing that actually gives rise to the guardianship. I'd like to know what DE number or when was it noticed for, when did it occur? And as an officer of the court, I think Ms. Lewis should also respond to that as well and also indicate who was present, who was at the hearing, when did the hearing occur. Let's start with where the case should start with, is there a proper finding of incapacity?
Understood, but what, let's just today, I understand your position regarding that, but today, and I didn't get your emergency response because when things are filed the day of, I have had multiple hearings this morning and I have not reviewed it. So responses need to be filed in a timely manner. This has been set for quite some time, Mr. Hall. So this hearing has been set for a month. Mr. Hall, please don't interrupt me. This has been set for a month. I did not get your response. I understand you might object to the incapacity, but what my question is do you want to argue in response to the motions to strike?
Well, that first, with respectfully, Your Honor, first of all, that is part of the argument in response because it actually proves the standing. Now, Your Honor, you should know from, I believe, let me see, DE, it was filed on September 11th. Your Honor, as the judge in this case, has been expressly aware of the challenge in question as to whether there ever was an incapacity hearing that actually can give rise to a proper guardianship since at least September the 11th of this year. So Your Honor's had that since September the 11th. Somehow today's proceeding got scheduled without any contact to my office, no contact to me, no consideration of my schedule, when there were other motions that were already filed on September 11th, notifying the court that there is no record of any incapacity hearing or any incapacity determination. As an officer of the court, Catherine Lewis should be directed to respond and provide the details of when this occurred, because there seems to be a lot of fraud going on here for quite some time. If you recall, during that hearing, which wasn't an evidentiary hearing, it was only an argument hearing on standing, we did have Pat Somm come into the proceeding. Now, Your Honor, for some reason, couldn't understand why I might want the person who's supposed to be protected by the proceeding to come into the proceeding, but we did eventually get her in there. And it was very clear that Ms. Somm is very, very competent. She was responding to issues on Zoom and issues on technology and issues on her phone, just like she did at the very first and only other appearance, which was in front of Judge Burton, when Judge Burton himself made statements on the record that she actually seemed pretty competent. And she actually waived at that point in time the right to privacy, and she also invited people to attend. Now, in my specific case, as Judge Burton was aware multiple times, Pat Somm personally had asked me at least two or three times to participate and to be a part of the proceedings, which does have relevance as to standing, certainly because the proceedings are designed to protect Pat Somm. So there's relevance there, and of course we have the prior relevance from the interests as a manager of FAR. So I really think, you know, so we might say, hey, papers, 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 but papers were in there since September the 11th. The court hasn't done anything to address the threshold issue of when a proper incapacity hearing was held according to due process and according to law. I don't know anywhere that it occurred. I did not even find that out until months into these proceedings, because obviously a lot of these things are kept secret or hidden from the public in general. But, you know, people in the public are very aware of this now. I think even a TV reporter might be aware of this as well.
So I'd be interested to know that Patty Jr. arranged for a television reporter to interview Mrs. Somm without alerting her court-appointed counsel.
Absolutely not the case, Your Honor. My client had nothing to do with setting up that interview.
Well, I mean, if there's a court reporter, if there's a TV reporter or news reporter, we have a strict policy about this at the courthouse. So are there any news reporters on the Zoom right now? There's an administrative order regarding the policy regarding the press. So if there's ever a press, I need to be aware. Also, I don't know who the 202 number is. They haven't identified themselves. 202, can you identify yourself? Okay. We also have a policy. If you don't identify yourself to the court, then you can be removed from the Zoom. Okay. Keep going, Mr. Hall, on your argument in response.
I think we do need to go back to the fact that there is no record of an incapacity hearing. And without a record of incapacity hearing, we have no record of any alternatives to guardianship. Now, myself personally had conversations with Dr. Cheshire before the Kitrose firm came in. She absolutely seemed to suggest that there were alternatives to guardianship.
This is not an evidentiary hearing.
Okay, well, it's not.
I didn't interrupt Ms. Lewis, and I don't expect or respect her interrupting me. She's supposed to be a licensed member of the Florida Bar,
Hall, listen. She has the right as an attorney to object. We're not going to be casting aspersions to anybody. Let's just stick to the two issues that were set today, the motion to strike and then the other motion to strike, docket entry 207 and docket entry 42. Okay?
Absolutely. So, again, the first line of defense is there is no proper incapacity hearing. This case has been going on for well over a year with no incapacity hearing ever being held, without any proper incapacity determination being held.
Let her know that I'm in the waiting room and was cut off. Let her know I was cut off and in the waiting room. Testing. Recordings are off. Tell her to join me in the meeting again. Can't. Inger, let her know to let me back in. She cut me off. Are you on still?
No, ask Inger. She cut Inger off too.
She did?
Inger was saying let her, but tell her to let her back in.
I can't tell her. She cut me off too.
Did you say anything?
I can't.
I know, but were you talking when she cut you off?
I didn't say nothing. Just out of nowhere, she knocked me and Inger. Inger out.
We're playing Inger. She's out too.
Tell Kevin that.